From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Donald Trump is starting his first full day Saturday as the 45th U.S. president. On Friday, he addressed the crowd gathered outside the Capitol building after taking the oath of office.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
While Trump was being, or Mr. Trump rather, was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took the streets of Washington, where more than 200 were arrested after damaging property. There also were demonstrations in other cities and in other countries as well. About 200,000 are expected to participate today in Washington in the Women's March, organized after Mr. Trump won the election. Following the inauguration, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle left for vacation in California. Mr. Obama spoke to a crowd gathered at the airport to see the couple off.
This has been the privilege of my life, and I know I speak for Michelle as well. And you know, we look forward to continuing this journey with all of you. And I can't wait to see what you do next. And I promise you I'll be right there with you. All right? God bless you.
President Obama also reached out to Americans using his original Twitter account at Barack Obama, promising them he and Michelle would get back to work after their vacation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. The UN Children's Fund warns freezing cold temperatures across Europe are putting thousands of young refugees and migrant children at risk of illness and death. Lisa Schlein has our report from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund estimates 23,700 refugee and migrant children, including infants and newborns, are stranded in Greece and the Balkans. It says many of the children, who mainly come from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are living in unheated shelters that cannot protect them from the winter cold. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crowe tells VOA that people on land face other life-threatening illnesses,
like pneumonia, acute respiratory infections that are exacerbated in overcrowded conditions.
UNICEF is calling on Greek authorities to move refugees and migrants currently living in overcrowded and underserviced camps on the islands to more appropriate accommodations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat by a regional military force to make him leave. Speaking early today on state television, Jammeh did not give details on any deal that was struck, and it is not clear when Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Barrow was sworn into office while he has been in Senegal. A bus carrying schoolchildren crashed in northern Italy overnight and burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults, accompanying the students and two drivers were aboard. 39 of them were injured. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers are celebrating the rescues. The avalanche, that is, hit the hotel likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. An investigation into the tragedy has been opened by a court, with some saying the emergency response was slow. The first rescuers arrived 11 hours after the avalanche hit, they say largely due to the heavy snow conditions. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.